Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bethany Klock from the SPCA serving Erie County is in studio with me this morning. Always great to see you. And we've got a lot to get to because it's Pack the Pet Food Pantry Day.
Yes.
We'll talk about something in the news.
Yep.
And start with our news hound, Moki.
Yes. So Moki has been at the SPCA since September 15th. She is a year-old 45-pound cattle dog. Now, anybody who knows anything about dog breeds
herding.
Correct. You know a lot about dog breeds. Congrats. So this dog has energy, and she's go, 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 go.
They're fun dogs.
They
herding
are
fun. Herding
dogs
are the best.
Well, I don't know. Toy breeds are kind of cute, too.
All right.
Harold. Okay,
yes.
Anyways, she's super smart.
And collies.
And yes, and Scotties. We'll just get all three,
right.
Okay? Those are the best. She's smart, but she starts trouble in a good way. So I asked, well, what does that exactly mean to Natalia, our behavior person? And she said, well, she'll steal your lunch if you're not paying close enough attention.
Oh, well, I mean,
she's just mischievous.
Wouldn't most dogs do that if they had the chance?
Absolutely,
yeah.
They would. So if you're looking for a dog to do agility courses with, to really bond with your dog, come in and visit Moki because she's just a love bug.
And she's at the SPCA.
Yes, she is.
Okay, so ask for her when you go.
Yes.
Today is a special day. Pack
yes.
the Pet Food Pantry.
Say that three times fast, right?
I'm being careful.
I know. I had to, too. So a lot of people, and I've done it, I bet you've done it, too, say I would do anything for my pet, anything, because I love them so much. Well, the reality is right now a lot of our neighbors out there are doing anything for their pets. So they are making the really hard choice between buying food for themselves or buying food for their pets. And this is a common theme that we've heard. So we have helped thousands of people this year and thousands of pets. And it's to the point now that our pet food pantry shelves are going bare. So that is why we are asking our community to please donate today. You can donate from 10 to 6 right at the SPCA.
And it's a drive-through operation.
Yes. So I will be out there getting wet all day. I will be the one getting wet for you.
You're no, so nice. That's
it's just,
great.
It's the good in me.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. It's everybody at the SPCA is doing it.
But you also want dry, mm-hmm. unopened,
yes,
and
please.
Unexpired food.
Yes, please. That's exactly right.
Okay.
But if you have other stuff, we'll take other stuff too. We're not going to be too picky about this. So you can drop it off today at the SPCA. Lumsden and McCormick, they are sponsoring this event, and they will be collecting from 9 to 12. And then this is really cool. Anderson's locations, all 7 of them, they're collecting Friday through Sunday. So today through Sunday, rather. Northtown, they're also collecting for us. So please, if you have a pet who means a lot to you, do it in honor of them, or maybe even in memory of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great thing to do. And then if you can do it yourself, you're giving so much.
And I will say that you donated already, so thank you.
I brought it over on Wednesday because I was coming in there anyway.
Yes,
so
thank you.
Of course. I always want to help, but I know that there are many, many people that are struggling or maybe deciding between keeping their pet or not.
Right.
And we want to keep the pets with their owners if we can.
Absolutely, because they're loved there. Why should we take them away?
You right. know? All right, you are also dealing with a case right now that involves hundreds of farm animals. What happened?
So earlier this week, we received information from the Brandt Dog Control, and they said, we have a situation on a farm. So we went out there, and yesterday we found that there's over 200 animals who were hurting and suffering. So we have cats, dogs, ducks, geese, chicken, sheep. When we originally went there were horses, but the horses were moved by the time that we got there yesterday. There was a lot of really sad things there, like a lot of deceased animals. For example, the ducks were swimming in just mud, and they didn't have any clean water. It was a very sad sight. So far, we've removed 10 cats, 6 dogs, 46 chickens, 2 baby goats, and 22 adult goats. And today, we're going back again, and we're going to rescue probably 75 more goats and more ducks and geese. So it's just a sad situation, and we're trying.
When you take these animals out of there, where are they going?
We have some temporary placement with local farms, and I guess that's all I can really say right now is we're lucky that we have a network of people who are willing to help us and open up their farm doors for these poor animals.
We hope that they can be brought back to good health, right?
Yes.
Are there charges pending in this case?
Yes, they were charged last night. They were charged with neglect and unsanitary conditions.
And we don't want to announce where this was, but roughly whereabouts in Western New York?
In the South Towns.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just happening. Wow, what a horrible case.
Yes, it's very sad.
But this is, and here are the resources that you're going to have to expend for this, for just this one case.
Yes.
It's enormous.
It will be. It will be a lot.
I'm thinking ahead to next month's Radiothon, which that's got to be something that you're going to be talking about, because you weren't planning for something like this.
No, we never plan for these things, thankfully. But, you know, it is amazing that the Angels for the Animals, the people who donate monthly, they really are the people who help us, and we can count on them, and they are the ones who are going to get us through this. And if anybody wants to donate to this case, we'll be posting about it a little later. Keep an eye on our social media, and please, if you can, make a donation.
Yeah, we'll follow this for sure. Was it a tip or something that came in? Do you know?
All I know is that the Brandt Dog Control, they got information, but I'm not sure how they got it. So we work together with them. And we'd also like to definitely thank the Brandt Police Department and the Niagara County SPCA, who also assisted our team yesterday.
All right, well, great job. And hopefully you can save as many of these animals as you can.
Yes.
Bethany, thanks. Be sure to check out Moki's picture.
Yes.
He's on yourspca.org, Animals on the Airwaves page, also on social media.
Yep.
Great, fun dog. Might take your lunch, but, you know, come on.
You don't need it all.
And today is Pack the Pet Food Pantry. Just drive by the SPCA. You don't have to get out of your car. Drop off a bag of dry dog or cat food, and they will be so thankful.
Absolutely. And so will the people who you are helping. I mean, they're really hurting right now. So let's help them.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thank you,
Bethany.
Too. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.